I was raised in church, but I didn't know nothing about praying. I didn't know how to get things done. You know, these things had not been revealed to me by the Holy Spirit, like Paul's trying to tell us here. I had not spent enough time with God for him to reveal anything to me. So if you don't spend time in his word, how's he going to reveal something to you? He cannot. You have to get in the word. That's the way God does it. But we know these things because God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. And his Spirit searches out everything and shows us even God's deep secrets. So when we get into the Word of God and start reading and studying and praying over the Word of God. Now, like Dave said a while ago, don't say, okay, today I got to read one chapter of Proverbs. Let me turn over there real quick and read as fast as you can and say, okay, I did my duty, God. No, that won't ever get you nowhere with God. You have to sit down and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you to reveal yourself to me in this word. I want to know who you are. I want to know who the Spirit is. And I want you to reveal yourself to me in this word. And you start meditating on these things. And all of a sudden he'll say, here's a little nugget for you. Let me give you this little nugget. And wow, all of a sudden you might have read that 50 times, but all of a sudden it becomes a revelation to you, right? Wow. So now then the Spirit is beginning to work and reveal himself to you. And if you'll spend that time with God, he will begin to give you revelation, and I mean it will begin to snowball. And when it begins to snowball, wow, I think of the difference today, what I know about healing today versus what I knew when God first called me and told me he was going to do this with me. I didn't know nothing about healing. I mean nothing. I was raised in a Baptist church. I never seen anybody pray for it in my life. And then God brings me a man with terminal cancer, stage 4 terminal cancer, and speaks audibly to me and tells me that night when I'm in his room, or standing out in front of his room, that if I will tell him to call the men of the church or pray over him, he'll heal him. And you know, this is how much faith I had. As I walked down the corridor, I looked up and said, God, you didn't hear what she said. He has terminal cancer. He's going to die. Can't you just see the Lord saying, son, if you ever get a hold of who I am? I mean, you don't have a clue who I am yet. But if you get a hold of who I am one day, when I speak to you like this, you'll be jumping up and down and say, well, let me in there and get him. Lord, let's pray right quick. Well, now he don't even have to speak to me. I'm looking to pray for somebody because I know what he'll do. I'm not ashamed of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, I love it when God does things like when he healed Johnny Brumfield or when he healed Dr. Young or whatever, these people that's absolutely impossible to be healed by doctors. In fact, Dr. Young was a doctor and his back was totally destroyed. And one simple prayer, Mark 11:23, the man was instantly healed. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? I mean, he's awesome. But how do we learn these things? But we know these things because God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. In other words, you can read the Bible. Let me ask you this question. How many times have you sat down and in your life, in your younger life maybe, and when you first became a Christian and you read through maybe 2 or 3 chapters or 2 or 3 books of the Bible and you got through, you got up and you didn't remember a thing you read? You ever done that? Okay, so we've all been there, huh? I'd sit down and I'd read the whole book of Matthew. That's a long book. And when I got through, somebody said, what'd you read? I said, the book of Matthew. What'd you learn? Duh. You don't remember anything you read? No. I had gotten no revelation yet. That was my first time through. But now then, after I'd read it through 10 or 20 times, somebody said, well, did you learn anything? I said, yeah, I come up on an awesome promise in there, Matthew 18:19. Maybe that's the only one I got out of the whole book of Matthew was Matthew 18:19. It says, if two of us on earth agree about anything, he'll do it for me. Well, but you know, your brother, that's not what he really means, you know. They try to steal your faith away from you, don't they? Even when God gives you that revelation by the Spirit, if you're not careful, somebody will come along and say, but that don't work. I mean, I've had so many of those. I mean, at first, I didn't understand what was happening. I'd get a revelation like that. Man, I'd see that verse. I'd say, wow, that's awesome. That means if me and somebody else can agree, God said we can do anything and he'll do it. And then I'd take it to some church, some pastor or some PhD from the seminary and say, what does that mean? And he'd spend 30 minutes explaining away what it didn't mean. And so then you think, God, If you didn't mean what you said, why didn't you put in the book what you meant? You understand where I'm coming from, Betty? I mean, have you ever been through these kind of things too? Sure, we all have been. You know, but if you'll stay in the Word, the Spirit will eventually get through to you, won't he, Tom? And then one day you're going to step out in faith like I did. You know, I've told you all this. This is my first experience with, I guess you might say, with an answer to prayer. And after that lady prayed for me that time, that Baptist woman, and all my warts went away, she told me the prayer, and it took me 10 years, and I quoted that prayer probably 10,000 times in 10 years and never used it. Isn't that amazing how dumb we are? And then one day, a friend of mine's son walked in with a great big old wart on the back of his hand. I said, Cliff, what's that? He said, it's a big old wart, Thurman. I said, well, how would you like for it to go away? He said, well, that's what I got this medicine on her for. I'm trying to get rid of it. I said, come over here. Let me look at it. Boy, that thing was big as a nickel, or maybe bigger than a nickel. It was a big old wart. I thought about that prayer. I said, Cliff, write your full name down for me on a piece of paper. Clifton Wayne Hurley. So he wrote that down. And I went home and got on my knees, and I prayed that prayer that that woman had told me she prayed for me 10 years ago that I'd quoted 10,000 times. And I prayed that simple prayer, and I thanked the Lord for taking that wart off. And I forgot it. About 2 or 3, 4 weeks later, whatever it was, my phone rang and said, Thurman, this is Cliff. I said, well, praise God, son. How you doing? He said, you know that wart I had on the back of my hand? I said, yeah. He said, it's gone. I said, you don't mean it. You're great men of faith and power. Is that the way God works with all of us, Tom? He has to start out little, doesn't he? Yeah, that's right. You know, but as we spend time with him, his Holy Spirit reveals himself to us. You know, I mean, he's tapping on my shoulder saying, son, if you think the removal of that wart was something, wait till you get into some real faith. Let me show you what I can do. And then you're thinking, wow, was that God I heard? You see where I'm coming from? And so it takes time. But then you get in here, but we know these things because God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. How many people do you know that have read the Bible over and over and over, and they have no knowledge of these promises? You ever read the Bible? Oh, yeah. In fact, I just asked a lady this the other day. I said, what you need to do is read the Bible. She said, well, I do. I said, well, so what? So what's the deal? She said, well, I can't understand it. She said, I don't get nothing out of the Bible when I read it. I told her, I said, you need to get saved. I said, you need to get saved. You really don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I said, if you really made Jesus your Lord and Savior, then you'll have the Holy Spirit, and He is your teacher. And when you get in the Word, if you pray with the Word and spend time with God, He will start giving you little nuggets out of His Word. Now, if she really was saved, well, she was pretty carnal, wouldn't you say? But how many Christians do we know that's like that? Lots of them. Lots of Christians. You know, a few years ago, you could have asked, how long have you been a deacon? I said, 25 years. You've been a Sunday school teacher all that time? Yes, sir, 25 years. I've been teaching a Sunday school class. I've been a deacon in a church. How many healings have you seen? What? How many people have you led to Christ? That's a preacher's job. That's not my job. That's a shame, isn't it? I've been a deacon, a Sunday school teacher for 25 years and hadn't led nobody to Jesus. Hadn't got nobody healed, hadn't got nobody delivered, cast no demons out. I mean, I have produced zero fruit for the kingdom of God. If I ain't even got a soul saved, when I get home to glory, what kind of a crown do you think I'm going to get? None. That's going to be sad, isn't it? The Lord told me to go out and make disciples. He told me to go out and heal the sick. He told me to go out and win people into the kingdom of God and cast out demons. Wow, I didn't do none of that. What a Christian. I didn't have no revelation. Did I study the Bible? Yeah, I read it. But I read it entirely from the set of eyes that came from the quarterly that come from the Southern Baptist Convention. So I didn't learn any power. That's sad. You know that? Only when I began to read that book. Have you taught a Sunday school class? Oh, yeah, I've been teaching Sunday school class for 10 years. Man, I'm good. You want to come to a good Sunday school class, just come to mine. I'm the best. You ever hear people talk like that? I mean, it should never be. Verse 11 and 12. No one can know what anyone else is really thinking except that person alone. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us His Spirit, not the world's Spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. Now then, if you are a born-again Christian, if you really are a born-again Christian, you have the Spirit of God living in you. He's in there. You're His temple, and He's in there, and He's wanting to give you revelation of Himself. But if you don't spend time with Him in the Word, don't love Him and worship Him and praise Him, you won't ever get it. You can go through your whole life. I know I've been one of those. I went through many, many years of my life as a Christian. I mean, a devout Christian. I mean, I'm in church every time the door is open. You know, I was a mechanic back in those days. And man, I mean, Dr. Ben Smith, when I left Lakeland Baptist Church, he stood up at the pulpit up there. Now we had, I guess, 2,500 people. And he got up and told all them people, he said, "Thurman, nobody knows but me and God." But he said, "Thurman has maintained our fleet of buses all these years. He's done all the work himself, provided all the parts himself, and it's not cost this church one nickel to maintain our fleet of buses." He said, "Thurman has done that all himself." I was busy about the Lord's work. I love God with all my heart, but I was doing all I had knowledge and revelation to do. I didn't have no knowledge about casting out demons or healing the sick, but I had worldly knowledge. I could fix an engine. I could overhaul a transmission. I could put brakes and bearings in those buses. I could change tires on them things. I could fix the equipment. But somebody had to do that, didn't they? You take what He gives you and you use it for His glory. And then who knows what He'll do later on. That's right. You know, so you just take whatever God gives you and use it for His glory. I mean, all I knew how to do back in those days, you know. I mean, in church, I could teach a Sunday school class. I say I could teach a Sunday school class. I don't know. That might be debatable. You might ought to ask some of the people in my class. They might not thought I could have teach a class. But at least I did it. You know, God was teaching me there. But I did have a good education in engineering, and I did know how to work on the equipment. And so I used that strongly and boldly. And of course, I had a good job, which paid fairly good money. So I had a little extra. And I could buy parts wholesale because I used to have a garage myself. So I didn't have a problem buying a set of pistons or rings or bearings or whatever. Or, you know, or fixing an engine. I kept those buses in excellent shape for Lakeland Baptist Church the whole time I was there.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Secret Wisdom of God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.